Tuttiyampi Bhutang Saranang Gacchami Tuttiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tuttiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. As we're settling, remembering and contemplating this work of samadhi as a renunciation, not an attainment, not something the mind acquires or gets, but rather a simplification or a letting go. So as we sit and practice, the mind is wisely considering what is appropriate to put down, to abandon, to let go of. What's extra? So again, we'll begin tonight with this very strong, confident intention to sustain present moment awareness. Eyes can be open or closed. So in the beginning, this first third, we're emphasizing the renunciation of distraction. Does it mean that we have to stop thinking? We're sustaining this mindful understanding that it's like this now. Sustaining non-distraction. And if nothing else, in this 10 minutes, we'll become a bit wiser about what is distraction and what is non-distraction. what kind of effort and intention supports non-distraction, and what gets in the way of the mind free from distraction. And remember, in terms of the instructions, I haven't asked you to focus your attention on anything. The resolve is this resolve of non-distraction. In this first way of practicing, non-distraction arises when the mind nimbly includes whatever it is that arises. So underlying assumption is everything belongs. There isn't a mental or physical, internal, external experience that can't be included. So it isn't so much about what the body or mind is doing now, but can the mind, the attention, be mindfully aware that it's like this? So mindfulness is remembering that the task at hand is sustaining non-distracted awareness. Awareness that isn't getting lost in the content of thought or getting lost, absorbed in activity. And again, it's very simple. The singular intention of non-distraction. And just continue this practice, but if you feel like the mind has settled some, then the additional challenge now is to sustain silent present moment awareness, mindful awareness. So the only thing we're adding, we still have this intention toward non-distraction. But we're also renouncing thought. But this is done in a very skillful, particular way. So the mind is appreciating that for the time being, thought just isn't necessary right now. So if we're mindfully aware, we'll notice the impulse to think. And the mind can just understand right in that moment, but it's not really necessary to think this now, to pick up this intention to think this thought. So we keep putting down that effort to think through something, to figure something out, to talk to ourselves, and appreciating the sustained silent, present moment awareness. So no need to be frustrated or averse to thought. In a kind way, having the question, is this really needed right now, necessary right now, this thought, this thinking? more than anything else, this is an exploration. It should be quite interesting, so much so that the mind is quite alert, interested in this investigation of sustained, silent, mindful awareness and what's in the way. And then the last stage, this sort of process of renunciation. First, the mind renounces distraction, and then it renounces thinking, and then the mind can renounce the diversity of experience. So instead of the mind feeling obliged to notice all the different experiences coming and going of sensation and sound and sight and thought, the mind is allowed to naturally settle on one experience, like the breath, or even more so, just settling on an inner experience of peace or stillness. Basically, letting go of the world of objects that come and go. Not pushing anything away, of course. Just a natural process of simplification. So So we could call this sustained, silent, singular mindful awareness. So in the same way that the mind realized that it doesn't need to think, the mind can also realize that it doesn't need to attend to the diversity of experience that's coming and going. In a sense, the attention can rest in the experience of stillness or peace, or space, or light. Generally, the inner experience of the mind has real stability, sense of unity, which makes it a suitable object for this stage of samadhi practice. So again, for the last 2 minutes or so, see if it's possible to put everything down. is it safe to put everything down? Resting in the space or the silence or the peace of the heart.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.